Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to have the honor, the privilege of being with you on this very special day, January 13th, 2024. It's special because we're together, and I have some interesting emails to share with you in these podcasts. Hopefully, they'll be able to help you in some way or another. At least that's what I hope. We're going to spend 2 days with a man named Craig. I don't know where he lives. I don't know who he is. He emailed me with a few questions. I thought they were very, very interesting. So I thought we would go into that. And it might be able to help you with some of the things that are going on maybe in your life. The first question, first of all, the premise of his emails are that he has been listening to me for a few years and is shy and afraid to reveal himself, as he says. So I understand that. I do. So I'm grateful that he had the courage to write these emails. The first one he talks about, he wants this essential. He calls this his essential, and he wants to know, what is the meaning of my life? I have many responsibilities and things I must do, but I don't find any meaning in those things. Can you help me with finding the meaning of my life? The meaning of our lives is to find the significance of our lives. Now, the meaning pertains to something we do that has some sort of, shall we say, responsibility to it, or some sort of message that is being delivered to us. But the significance of it is in finding not just the meaning, but recognizing what the meaning represents within us. So you have many responsibilities, you say, many things you must do in the course of a day, and you don't find any meaning in them. Everything has meaning. Everything has substance. Everything. Everything is a message. I have students who come to me with dreams that they have. And these dreams are very, very meaningful. But to find their significance is something that they must do on their own. They must start to think and live in a different place inside of them, what we call the third person, the person that is removed from the biological, physiological, physical thoughts about what is happening, the interpretation of it, and find the significance. The meaning is in having the dream itself, or the meaning is in having a life itself. But the significance is not in the interpretation, but in the reveal of that meaning. What is it revealing to me? And to do this, your mind has to be clear. You can no longer live in a mind that is looking for the prejudice of a given situation. And most of us are prejudiced. We live in a prejudice. We don't understand it, why we are prejudiced, but we just are. And this bias we have, this prejudice that we develop, is the thing that most takes away from the meaning of your life. So you have a bias that, for instance, Craig, you're looking at your life as mundane, as mechanical, as you say. And I understand that, but it's you going through the mechanics of your life. It isn't that your life has become mechanical. It is you, how you're thinking. The regimen of your own thoughts are making your life appear to be nothing more than nothing less than what you said here, one responsibility after another. But there is a significance to this, how you apply yourself to the meaning of your life. That is the significance. So let me give it to you, and maybe this will help. Everything we do, all of us, everything we do matters. And when I understand the scope of that, then I can enter into the significance of it. To understand the meaning of that statement, that everything matters, is a very important aspect of our life. Very, very important. So you have things you must do. You have things you must work on. You have things that you must accomplish. In all of these things that we have to do in the course of our lifetime, the significance is found in what we bring to the meaning of our life. Do you bring compassion? Do you bring generosity? Do you bring mercy? Do you bring your full attention, what most people would call mindfulness? But you see, to me, mindfulness is meaningless unless there is significance behind it. Unless I realize the meaning of anything I do, I cannot be mindful. So if I'm going to look at my responsibilities and the things I have to do, I look at it as a privilege, an honor. It is something that needs attention, and I need to bring my attention, my compassion, my effervescence to it with a great deal of love, not pride, not vanity, which is what most people do, not droning around in my ego, but to really look at it and realize this thing that I am doing matters. How does it fit in the bigger picture of my life? Well, there are easy ways to look at that, but there are also spiritual ways, shall we say, transcendental ways, giving ourselves the chance to see and recognize the significance of our living, that everything is important, everything matters, and how I do anything is how I do everything, as the old Zen saying goes, and it's true. So what to do? Craig, make everything sacred, no matter what you do. From wiping your butt to cleaning your house to being with friends to that of driving your car, be aware, be mindful, be yielding. Always yield to the highest that lives within you. And if you can't find it, then sit with yourself till you can. Realize, I'm doing these things unconsciously. I'm doing these things out of being a drone that just moves through the day to get to Friday. You know what I mean by Friday? To get to what I want, to the fun part. No, don't do it that way. Treat everything as sacred. Now, if you can do this, which I am sure you can, you will start to find that your mind and your ego get annoyed because they don't want all of this quote-unquote meaning. They want just to get through this to get to that. And whatever that is that pleasures you or that intrigues you or that you like. But that would be a miss. That would be a huge miss in your life. And if you want to do the miss, then that's what you do. But to really live your life in significance, you have to realize this is a great big puzzle. And everything we do are pieces of the puzzle that we put together to make the mosaic of our own life. And if you can do this, if you can understand this, if you can become aware of this, then you will find that things change. No, not in the outer, but in the inner. You will start to see how things work in your life. There is nothing more important than understanding how we operate, how we work, how things happen in us. And when we do this, when we're able to do this, to see how things work and see the mosaic of our life, then we start to realize that we are creating a garden. And this garden is going to be one that we live in. And there should always be the chance and the opportunity to bring new flowers in, to water them, to take care of them, to nurture them. And they come in the smallest ways, but oftentimes in these small ways, they reveal the greatest beauty of our life. I hope that helps you. I really do. I'll take your second question in our next program. So I hope, Craig, you'll listen. Thank you all for listening. I hope this helped you as well. And Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.